New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. A lot of people on the goat line chiming in with what they had for dinner last night, a BF Thursday.
Yeah, we did Eggs Benedict with bacon and some super crispy home fries. Trying to figure out what we can do next week. Hopefully you guys will give some suggestions on the show tomorrow. BF Thursday.
You know, the best part about BF Thursday, which I didn't even think about when I came up with this great idea, Alley, was that you have leftovers for BF Thursday that instantly become Friday breakfast. And the last thing you want to think about is you're already on fumes toward the end of the week is having to figure out some sort of a breakfast scenario. So all of my leftover waffles from last night just became the kids' breakfast this morning.
Oh, perfect.
And it was, they were thrilled and I was thrilled.
Some of that stuff doesn't keep, though. I don't know if leftover Eggs Benedict would hit the same.
It doesn't keep for adults, but for kids, sure, what the hell,
the
why
meat
not?
And the waffles
and even
pancakes.
Alley, who was a very anti-BF Thursday, has now come around, and you celebrated last night.
Well, it wasn't necessarily last night. It's been the last couple of days that I've gotten involved in this, and I want your advice because I know you've dealt with this at home, and I've never been a person that has sugary cereals in the house, and my kid's not really into cereal anyway, and we don't really eat cereal that much, so I haven't really ever brought in anything beyond, like, Joe's O's.
What?
To be
That's
honest.
Your cereal is Joe's O's?
The honey ones, yeah. It's like Honey Nut Cheerios, but the Trader Joe's version.
Oh,
I don't,
my
like I said, we
God.
Don't eat cereal. All right.
Her idea of heavy metal is Dave Matthews. She thinks the show Friends is a little too diverse.
Oh. Come on.
She served 3 tours of duty at Old Navy. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Yo tengo 3 gatos.
Yo tengo Jozos.
I
Honey
do.
Nut.
But I was at the grocery store the other day, and I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I bought a box of Lucky Charms. I was like, you know what? My kid has never tasted Lucky Charms, and they're amazing.
They are the best.
They're the best cereal.
The best.
They are, other than Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch, those are the top 3.
Knowing Jake, he's probably going to say grape nuts.
Oh.
Fruity Pebbles, Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp,
Fruity
no
Pebbles.
Way.
Fruity Pebbles is a strong contender, and I think that...
That'd be my top 5,
It's definitely up there, but there's something about them Lucky Charms, dude. And I didn't even get those as a kid ever, but I have made up for lost time as an adult.
You were in an anti-cereal household, right?
Anti-fun cereal.
Yeah.
My mom would nothing over 3 grams of sugar. Unless I, like, broke an arm, and then she would go up to 5 grams of sugar, and it sucked, because you can't get anything good for under 3 grams of sugar.
So
nothing.
I decided, you know what? I'm going to bring, and it was a king-size or family-size box.
Oh, boy.
So when I got home, I was like, Wesley, I have something delicious that I know you will like. You've never tasted them before. They're called Lucky Charms. And he doesn't even like trying new foods,
yeah.
But somehow kids know.
They know.
I need to throw all caution out the window and immediately try this.
Did he see the box?
He saw the box, and it's colorful and has rainbows and a leprechaun. So that sells him, of course. But he puts his hand in and immediately his eyes dilate.
Of course.
He takes the box away from me and goes over to the couch.
With
the box.
Oh, you let him go right out of the hand in the box.
I said, well, hold on.
What a gross family. You are really great as a gross-ass family.
Yeah, what are you teaching your kid?
Just grossness at all times.
Like, you know, when you stuck your hand in the cereal, you did it behind your parents' back.
Yeah, you didn't do it in front of their face.
Yeah, have you didn't
respect.
Have your mom teaching you, hey, put your grubby old hand
in
here.
I said, try this. It's just the 3 of us.
Kids' hands are 90% snot and 2% boogers.
Yeah. You gotta throw some feces in there, too.
Probably. I mean, they're gross. Kids' hands are just nonstop gross.
That increases the flavor of the marshmallow
into
unicorns.
A fresh box of Lucky Charms? Oh, my God. I didn't let my kids touch the box from the outside.
Oh, my God. All right, whatever. I'm not a crazy germ family. So he goes over to the couch. I said, hold on a minute, because that's all he wants to eat. And I said, let's put a little bit in a bowl. And, you know, I'm starting to ration it already. Over the past 2 days, this has torn apart our household. There has been so much focus about how many times we've gone into the box, and it's all of us. It's not just Wesley.
Right.
It's as soon as you put the box away, within an hour, it's back on the counter. It's open. It's not being closed properly. It's you ate all the marshmallows. I want another bowl, not another bowl before dinner. Why do I have to wait for after dinner? Then in the middle of the night, I see traces, evidence of Lucky Charms being consumed throughout the night.
They're magically delicious.
And now I just don't know what to do because I'm going, this was a big mistake. I feel like I've brought this complicated cereal now into the house and I can't, can I go back?
No, you can't.
Because
there's
now
no return.
As soon as he gets home, he's like, where are the Lucky Charms?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the equivalent of kid crack.
I can't hide them because then one of us takes it out of hiding.
Allie, I did this move years ago.
Right? I'm doing a handful here, handful
right
there.
I bought a box and I said to my kids, if you are well behaved all week long at school, then on Saturday you can wake up and have a bowl of Lucky Charms. The box never made it to Saturday. It was always long gone before then.
And this is the family size. It's almost gone.
And I'm mostly responsible for that. I can't even stop myself.
We can't control ourselves. None of us. Any age. It's all equal opportunity. You know, indulgence.
I went to take my dog out in the middle of the night one time, like 3 a.m. My dog had to go outside, and I took him outside, and then I saw the pantry from across the door, and I go, I think there's Lucky Charms in there. I went over there and had a handful myself, and then went back to bed.
Yes,
it's just it's got a. That's why they call it magically delicious, because they can't say more addictive than crack on the box, but that's what it is. They are great.
So I can't. Is this?
That's Frosted Flakes.
You can't.
I can't go back because now I can't even take him to the grocery store because I don't want him to see the Lucky Charms at all. I want him to eventually forget about them.
He won't eat anything else now. He's going to probably go on one of those hunger strikes and demand his Lucky Charms.
Well, I think he was doing that last night because he wouldn't eat his dinner. I think he was holding out for the Lucky Charms.
Of course. Why would he not? And Katie, your wife's into them too now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all eating them. We're all eating them behind each other's backs and then lying to each other about it.
My wife went through a box one time. No joke. Every marshmallow. The box felt full.
See, that's the, I think, the other every point of contention is everyone's mad about the marshmallow ratio.
She went through, and I had a box. I opened it up. I poured it. I go, that's weird. Not one marshmallow made in the bowl. Then I go through the box. There's no marshmallows left. I said, does anyone know what happened to all the marshmallows? And she goes, I think I picked a few out. Every single goddamn marshmallow is out of that box.
And you're mad.
Charms. Of course.
Yes, it's ridiculous, because who wants just a bowl of the cereal without the marshmallows in it?
It's you need both, by the way.
It's funny. Yeah, you do need both. You can't just have all marshmallows.
I have on my desk. Vanessa, bring that in here. Someone sent, the people know about my love of Lucky Charms. Someone sent a bunch of these bags here, Allie. I take one of these home. This will blow your kid's mind.
It's funny how our standard, our health standards have completely dropped. He did pretty good today because he ate some of the cereal and not just the marshmallows.
Yeah, not just the marshmallows.
So it was healthy.
But this is the Just Oops All Marshmallows, limited edition. This is the...
Let me see those.
This is all just marshmallows. That's it. I've polished off a few of those. There's something about those.
Just magical marshmallows.
That's
and jumbo rainbows inside. And these unicorns, those are the jam
want
right there.
Yeah, yeah. My kids have gotten into fist fights over this before.
God.
Bowls have
How
been thrown.
How many house wars has this started?
Probably most, I would imagine. I don't know if that was responsible for that stabbing incident that
it
happened yesterday in Tarzana, but it may have been. I mean, they haven't ruled it out yet.
This I'm is perhaps saying. The most polarizing food in any house.
I don't know.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know, man.
I have an answer for you.
When the box is done, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to buy them again.
I know. I think you need to put a little mousetraps inside the box.
Oh, yeah. Snappy, snappy.
Snappy, snappy. I'm not going to go backy.
Guys, I don't think that's going to stop them.
Or you could
do
that. There's that crappier version that's like the generic store knockoff that's called like Happy Gizmos or whatever, that's got a wizard on the thing, but it's like it's their knockoff. It's the cheaper brand of Lucky Charms, which I'm shocked you didn't start with.
Oh.
I can't believe you went right to the brand name.
Well, you just because what I remember.
Of course. There's nothing better. Listen.
And it was like $6 for a box of cereal.
Yeah, well.
It's going to bankrupt me, too.
I think there's a great moment in any person's life when they first discover Lucky Charms. That was my dessert for last BF Thursday. I had a big bowl of that. Like, I had a bowl of that in a giant, like, pasta bowl. Like a
salad
bowl.
We haven't even introduced milk into the equation. We haven't needed to yet.
Well, you should introduce milk into the equation.
Oh, he likes it without the milk.
Of course, but you're talking about you're celebrating the victory that he eats the little cereal pieces as healthy. Why don't you put some goddamn milk in there and actually give him something healthy for a
give
change?
Give him a little calcium.
We got to take a break, but the fighting will continue here.
Can I open those?
Yeah, Oh, that's a sealed bag.
Yeah, the other thing that I like is that they've added a little tag at the grocery store that says gluten-free.
Yeah, right. It makes you feel all healthy.
Make sure that it's really
it's kind of like we're eating salad for dinner, kids. Yeah. Gather around. Lucky Charms creating more family drama than anything else. Back after this quick break. And your spot on that standby boarding list. If you would like to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville, you have a chance coming up.